Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to get ready for celebrating an upcoming great anniversary. What's the anniversary? It's the 20th anniversary coming up in 2024, next year. The 20th anniversary of the last time a Republican candidate for president has actually won a majority of the popular vote. Who was that president 20 years ago? His name was Bush. George W. Bush, who won in 2004, and he won a reasonable margin with the popular vote. He beat John Kerry by 2.5%. What has happened that has made it impossible for all the other Republican candidates and nominees, including one incumbent who had won in the previous race while losing the popular vote by 7 million votes. That's President Trump. But other worthy candidates, celebrity Republicans, people like Mitt Romney, like John McCain, all losers in the popular vote count. And then President Trump twice. So what needs to change for Republicans to have a chance actually of winning the popular vote and actually having a president elected who has a clear mandate? We will talk about that with Myra Adams. She's written a provocative column about that. And also, there's a brand new poll that came out that talks about how the charges that the Republicans actually have suppressed the black vote and have discriminated against black voters and have destroyed democracy, charges associated with Stacey Abrams. Well, there was this in Mediaite. Liberals said that democracy was toast in Georgia, but a brand new poll actually shows how many black voters actually said they had poor experience trying to cast their votes. The answer? Well, we'll get to that. While Democrats continue to fret that this could be the end of democracy, as we know it, a new poll showed a few concerns. Showed few concerns, frankly, among black voters. According to a poll conducted by the University of Georgia, 0% of black respondents reported having a poor experience while voting this year. A whopping 72.6% said they had an excellent experience, and 23.6% said they had a good experience. There was no discernible racial gap between white voters or black voters, which is fairly incredible, given the fact that everybody had been so conditioned to the notion that somehow the state of Georgia, with their new election laws and reforms, was actually doing everything it could to discourage black voting. But then again, if you look at this story and the results of this particular survey, there is no discernible racial gap. 72.7% of white voters said they had an excellent experience, and 23.3% called it good. In other words, among white voters, 96% said it was either good or excellent, their experience at the polls. Among black voters, it was 76% for the combined good and excellent. So congratulations to the state of Georgia and to Mediaite for pointing out how misleading some of the political claims on the left can frankly be. There's not particularly good news, however, about a new CNN poll that was released this morning, finding that only 27% of U.S. adults believe that Republican leaders in the House have had the right priorities so far, while 73% surveyed said that the GOP House leaders have not focused on the most important problems. Well, that's because the coverage of the House has mostly to do with George Santos, or it has to do with the struggle to get Kevin McCarthy elected as Speaker after 15 ballots, or it has to do with throwing Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and now Ilhan Omar off their committee assignments in the House, or it has to do with gearing up to investigate Hunter Biden's business history, his cocaine problems, and the very fishy, and I agree it's fishy, the very fishy idea that he was selling paintings that do not look like they're saleable at all, but for $500,000 and more. In any event, this poll shows that a 59% majority disapprove of the way Democratic leaders in Congress are handling their jobs overall, while 67% disapprove of Republican leaders. Isn't that great? I mean, you have overwhelming majorities who disapprove of both sides. This does not show a trend. It just shows a trend of disgust and disappointment. The poll summary noted that the congressional Republicans' numbers were weighed down by respondents within the party, showing a greater lack of enthusiasm than Democrats for their own leaders. 42% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents disapprove of their party's congressional leaders. That's a lot. You think this is of Republicans. 22% of Democrats and Democratic leaners disapprove of their party's congressional leadership. Look, the point for Democrats is it's early to disapprove because most people don't know who Hakeem Jeffries is. They don't know anything about him. And in that regard, has a little bit of an advantage because there are no preconceptions. Meanwhile, one of the preconceptions is that the way to deal with the homeless problem is to spend money. And front page of the Seattle Times this morning, what would it take to end homelessness in King County? That's, of course, the county where Seattle is. It's a county of 2.5 million people. And more than Seattle and county budgets have ever allocated is what it would take. And more than double what Governor Jay Inslee has proposed to address homelessness throughout the entire state. The King County Regional Homelessness Authority estimates it would take more than $8 billion in construction costs and up to $3.5 billion every year in annual operating costs to build the tens of thousands more units of housing that are needed to get the homeless off the streets, at least according to this commission. Local officials say that these numbers released this week and the authority's proposed five-year plan are likely not far off, $8 billion, but are also likely beyond what they are able to fund. And by the way, that's $8 billion. It's not a one-time expenditure because you're also talking about spending $3.5 billion to take care of these people once you put them into these houses they want to live in. The draft plan is intended to unite Seattle, King County, and 38 other Puget Sound cities under one roadmap to tackle homelessness. The document comes over 2 years into the authority's existence and is its first foundational guide to direct policy and budget. Officials and the public will have the opportunity to weigh in, well, I'm doing that, and refine the proposal over the next few months before it is expected to be finalized in April. The draft focuses heavily on reducing the number of people living on the streets, in tents, and in vehicles. Authority CEO, Mark, says that homelessness can be curbed within 5 years if the document is followed exactly. You believe that? We'll be talking to Myra Adams about why Republicans have had such a tough time with the popular vote.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved show, Myra Adams writes in Politico, where she is a regular at Real Clear Politics. Excuse me. It's a very significant difference. She writes about politics and religion and is a regular contributor to Real Clear Politics, and she has served on the creative team of two GOP presidential campaigns in 2004 and 2008. And she writes about the 20th anniversary of that 2004 campaign, which is just coming up next year. The campaign we have next year will be exactly 20 years after George W. Bush beat John Kerry. So what's significant about this anniversary, Myra?
Well, thank you for having me. First, I must say that the piece that you're referring to was actually on The Hill, where I'm an op-ed contributor also. So
good. Thank you very much.
Just a small detail. The anniversary, it's really a shameful anniversary, a sorry, shameful anniversary for the Republican Party, because it is 20 years since George W. Bush won the popular vote and the Electoral College vote and was reelected. So since that time, the Republicans have lost the popular vote for the last 20 years. So what's significant about that? Well, we know that when a president wins, and of course there has been two fluky situations in the last 23 years where it has happened, in 2000 with George W. Bush the first time, and with Trump in 2016, where both of them lost the popular vote but won the Electoral College vote. And there's always that sort of haunting of illegitimacy, because American people like to feel like they are electing a president. And for some reason, and I can understand, our system has the Electoral College, but still we want to feel connected to that popular vote. And when we have a president that didn't win the popular vote, there's always that, you know, that tinge of, oh, he's not the real president, he's the illegitimate president. And that can really haunt both of them. So that is a problem. As much as Republicans like to downplay, you know, the popular vote that Trump didn't win in 2016, and obviously 2020, he lost the popular vote and electoral vote. But the popular vote is still very important because it feeds into what states are won. And then when a state is won, that Electoral College vote goes into the hopper, and hopefully a candidate can get to 270.
Well, it's one of those things where the other great advantage of winning the popular vote is the election is much less likely to be contested. Because even though the popular vote doesn't matter in the end in terms of who's going to actually be the next president, the setting the scene for a president who would be accepted and be clearly representing the will of the American majority is clearly much better when you win the popular vote significantly, as President Bush did in 2004. He won by 2.5%, which is still a close election. But you're much less likely to get people questioning the result, because when Trump won the Electoral College vote in 2016, it was based upon a total of some 70,000 votes that he won in a selected four states, which gave him the margin. And that's extremely close. You could say the same thing is true of Joe Biden in reverse, but then Joe Biden also won the popular vote by 7 million votes.
Yes, that's correct. It's even so fluky. What happened in 2016 with Trump losing the popular vote and winning the Electoral College vote, because it was actually, the exact number was just under 78,000 votes spread across three states. And those three states were Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And that earned Trump a total of 46 electoral votes. And those three states, we call them the blue wall states, because George W. Bush lost them in 2004, but he had enough cushion with several other states that since George W. Bush won in 2004, there have been four states that have never been in the red column ever since 2004. And those four states are Colorado, New Mexico, Virginia, and Nevada. So the Republican Party is at a loss. It doesn't mean they can never win them back, but it will be coming up on 20 years that they've lost those four states.
Which is
34 electoral votes. Where do you go to make up those 34 electoral votes? Well, you have to go to Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, and those are tough states.
They're having a big election in Wisconsin this year on control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, because they elect their justices, and it's a bitterly contested partisan race in Wisconsin coming up this year. Let me ask you this. You've worked on two campaigns. You worked on the Bush campaign in 2004. You worked on John McCain's campaign against Barack Obama in 2008. What do you think is necessary to change the drift of the Republican Party, where we have lost the popular vote in 7 out of the last 8 elections? What needs to be different?
Boy, that's quite a question. Nobody really knows the answer to that. Our country is so divided and so polarized that the concept of uniting us, I don't even know if that's even possible anymore. If anything, it's like, let's divide us as much as possible. And, you know, whoever can run the nastiest campaign, then, you know, can win. It doesn't always work out like that, obviously, because Biden, in some cases, you could say, ran kind of a nice campaign. You know, let's get back to normal. But that's a very difficult question. I don't think anybody really knows the answer to that. Certainly consultants get paid a lot of money to try to figure out the answer to that, but nobody really knows.
Well, part of it involves something that even Trump was adamant about trying to do, is doing better among minorities, and not just among black people. But as you point out, Biden won by more than 2/3 of the total non-white vote. And that's going to be a tough margin to overcome. Myra Adams' piece, the headline, 2024 will mark 20 years since Republicans last won the popular vote. Can they rebrand in time to stop the losing streak? There are a number of people, including Mike Pompeo, who are openly trying to encourage that rebranding, and their own candidacies for high office. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The Michael MedVet Show.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The 5 former Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols are facing murder charges.
Second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, official misconduct through unauthorized exercise of power.
Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy. Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers who who are also black. Former presidents and vice presidents are being asked by the National Archives to check for any classified material they may have. This comes after classified documents were found in the homes of former President Trump, former Vice President Pence, and President Biden over the last year. CNN reports a letter was sent to former presidents and vice presidents from the last six presidential administrations. Stranger Things, the most streamed TV show last year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you look at resumes, and I mean real resumes, not George Santos resumes, if you look at real resumes, the candidate for president this time who has the most impressive resume of anybody who's running is Mike Pompeo. And he has a new book out called Don't Give an Inch. I assume we'll have him back on the show to talk about his book sometime in the next few days. But Mike Pompeo graduated first in his class at West Point. He went on to Harvard Law School. He served with distinction as a congressman from Kansas, as a member of the House of Representatives. He was head of the CIA, and he was a fine Secretary of State for President Trump, actually delivering some of the most successful results of the Trump administration, including being part of the Abraham Accords, which have held up to be a real accomplishment. But Pompeo was on CBS to talk about his new book, and he had a strange way of talking about his perception of the riots that rocked Washington, D.C., and they were riots, and that assaulted the Capitol building on January 6th. Listen, clip 8.
January 6th, you described it as calling it the day that the left wanted to exploit for political advantage. Do you really feel that just yesterday people were convicted on January 6th?
Well, if
this is conspiracy.
Yeah, if they committed crimes, they should be convicted. I've said this for 2.5 years now, however long it's been. If you committed crimes, if you broke into the Capitol and committed violence, you should be prosecuted.
But in the book, Mr. Secretary, yeah. You described it as a day that it was just exploited for Democrats.
It has been exploited. It's absolutely been exploited by the left. I believe that firmly. We've had bad days in America before. That night ended in glory. That night ended in the United States of America completing its constitutional process and confirming President Biden as the duly elected president of the United States. We should be proud of that, and we shouldn't use violence in a political way, whether that violence happens in the streets of Seattle or Minneapolis.
But the violence happened because the people that day that took over the Capitol believed that the election had been stolen.
Yes.
And many people believe that they were urged to go to the Capitol to protest the way they did because of Donald Trump. Do you believe the election was stolen?
No, I don't believe the election was stolen, Gail.
Okay, that's a straight answer, but look, it's tough to say it's a day of glory, because do the people who still believe, and it's a significant percentage of the Republican Party, who still believe that the election was stolen, do they believe that day ended in glory? Any time you have that level of division based upon real attempts to mislead people, And based on the shabbiest lack of evidence, and that, it's one of the reasons that in one sense I'm amazed, and in another sense I'm very gratified that Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and John Eastman and people like that who were arguing for these various utterly discredited electoral theories, like the idea that the voting machines were manipulated, the Dominion lawsuit against Fox News and everybody else is proceeding, and we're talking about billions of dollars in potential damages based upon these bizarre lies. And look, I understand that Mike Pompeo was fortunate. He was Secretary of State at that time. He didn't have any real involvement with promulgating some of the election lies. But to say that it was misused by the left, what is the left supposed to do other than to be appalled, as I think the overwhelming majority of Americans, left, right, and center, were appalled by the way things turned out and the way things were handled on that particular day? Pompeo also talked about classified documents, and a lot of people have said, okay, it's now Donald Trump, and it's Joe Biden, and it's Mike Pence, so who's next? Well, because Hillary Clinton had problems with classified material, too, it's quite normal that people would think about the next Secretary of State. He actually, with Rex Tillerson, was there in between. But the idea that Pompeo would mishandle classified documents, here's what the former Army officer had to say. Listen.
Have you looked in your own house? Are you worried about maybe they'll find classified documents at your place, in your gym, in your garage? And what do you think about this?
Well, I don't have a Corvette in there.
No.
I don't think they will. But I'd say three things about this. And I write about this in Never Give an Inch. I actually write about this. The book preceded these issues, both at Mar-a-Lago and in the president's homes. If you have classified documents, handle them correctly. And if you find that you have in the wrong place, take responsibility, take accountability, and turn them back in.
Okay, good advice. Don't take any classified documents home ever, ever, ever. Meanwhile, it's not classified, and in fact, President Trump is going to be far more available with his thoughts, his musings, and more, because he is being reinstated on Instagram and on Facebook. And Meta executive Nick Clegg, a former British parliamentarian, told NBC News about the reason they made the decision to bring him back to those social media platforms. Listen.
How can you say that in this country the risk of political violence has receded?
And what we are essentially doing is comparing it to the circumstances which led to his 2-year suspension in the first place. In other words, the circumstances in January 2 years ago, at the time of the January 6th events on the Capitol. And at that time, Washington, D.C. was under a curfew. Government offices were closed and under heavy security protection up and down the country. The National Guard was being called out from state to state. That, thankfully, is no longer the case. I'm not saying everything is perfect. No one is. But we're saying that if you compare it to the circumstances which led to his original suspension, we think the risk to public safety has materially and significantly receded. But that is also the reason why we are introducing those additional guardrails to discourage him from breaking our rules going forward if he chooses to use Facebook and Instagram again.
And a second statement on the same subject, a difference between inaccuracy and harm. Listen.
Should we be understanding that in Meta's view, the bar is essentially insurrection-level incitement, and that that's the bar that you are looking at for what is and is not a security risk?
No, we remove content all the time. We act all the time where people post material that we think will pose a real danger and lead to real world harm. And that applies to everybody. Doesn't matter whether you're the former president of the United States, doesn't matter whether you are the king or the queen or just an ordinary user of a social media app.
Okay. Don't you think that some of this also involves the fact that they've missed Trump? That President Trump, say what you will, not only had an unbelievable number, millions and millions of followers, but he actually broadens the base for them to include more people who might very well have turned away from Instagram and Facebook in disgust because Trump was deplatformed. Will this have a big impact on the upcoming election campaign? I don't think so, because there was no difficulty that President Trump had even before. And frankly, I'm not sure he will choose to come back. We will be right back with where 900 million world citizens plan to go.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show. I just spoke to my brother Jonathan Medved last night, and he is in the midst of the big plans for the Investors Worldwide Technology Summit that is taking place in Jerusalem on February 15th. And it's fascinating. They have 150 different lectures on all kinds of different breakthroughs that change the course of humanity. One of them has to do with desalinization. People worry about where water is going to come from. I know right now there's tremendous rain. In Israel, by the way, they have a terrible drought going on, and they're kept alive partially by desalinization, by taking some water out of the oceans and making it drinkable and wholesome. But that's just one of the things you can read about and find out for free by just going and clicking on the banner for our crowd. There will be 7,000 participants who have already registered for this international summit on high technology and investments that can change the world. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. There is a report from Gallup with a kind of alarming headline. There's nearly 900 million worldwide wanted to migrate in 2021. And they report that the COVID-19 pandemic severely disrupted people's mobility worldwide, but it didn't stop them from wanting to move. In fact, Gallup surveys show that in the second year of the pandemic, people's desire to migrate reached its highest point in a decade. In 2021, 16% of adults worldwide, which projects to almost 900 million people, said they would like to leave their own country permanently if they could. Gallup's latest update on adults' desire to move to another country in its first global estimate available since 2018, the 2021 figures are based on interviews with nearly 127,000 adults. That's a big study. Okay, so where do people want to leave and where do they want to go? The place that people most want to leave has to do with, well, it's mostly sub-Saharan Africa. And where do they want to go? The headline, U.S. still top desired destination, but less attractive today. The list of countries where potential migrants say they would like to move if they could has generally been the same since Gallup started tracking these data in 2007, with the U.S. topping the list of the most desired destinations every single year. This was true in 2021 as well. Just under 1 in 5 potential migrants, 18%, or about 160 million adults worldwide, named the U.S. as their desired future residence. However, this figure is down from where it was in all the years leading up to 2017. As potential migrants cool toward the U.S. and actual migration levels to this country slumped, now you said, wait, what about all the people coming through on the southern border? See, migration levels involve mostly the majority are legal immigrants. But at the time that America's as a destination was slumping, people warmed to our neighbor to the north. In 2021, Canada achieved its highest levels of immigration in its history, and Gallup survey figures show that 8% of potential migrants, or about 74 million people worldwide, would like to relocate to Canada. That's about double the population of Canada, the number of people who would like to move there. The countries in order where people most want to move: the United States, number one, Canada, number two, Germany, number three, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, and then Australia. Here in the United States, what do people worry about when it comes to their kids? There's a fascinating Pew Research survey that takes a look at what people do worry about in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic and amid reports of a growing youth mental health crisis. 4 in 10 U.S. parents with children younger than 18 say they're extremely or very worried that their children might struggle with anxiety or depression at some point. In fact, mental health concerns top the list of parental worries, followed by 35% who are similarly concerned, about certain physical threats to their children, the dangers of drugs and alcohol, teen pregnancy, and getting in trouble with police. But the overwhelming concern for struggling with anxiety and depression, this shows that 40% say they're extremely concerned about that, and 36% say they're somewhat concerned. So a total of 76% of parents say they worry about the problems of anxiety or depression. And one of the things to worry about that perception is that with parents being so concerned about anxiety or depression, that can contribute to a very real problem of children. But this is having to do with children below the age of 18, children being over-medicated. Only 28% of parents say they're very worried about children being abducted or kidnapped. Actually, I'm surprised that it's even that high. The idea of getting pregnant or getting someone else pregnant as a teenager, only 16% are now very worried about that, and that has gone down significantly. There's also more comment today about the decision that made earlier in the week by President Biden about sending those 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine. and plus the moving of Leopard tanks from German tanks to Ukraine. A Ukrainian MP, member of parliament named Rudik, said, look, they still have fewer tanks and weapons than Russia. Listen to clip one.
Look, in Ukraine, we are still in David versus Goliath situation.
Right.
Still, we still have less tanks, less weapons, less people than Russia has. So we have to be more sophisticated. We have to be smarter. We have to be more modern. And we have to use really different tactics to have a chance to win this war. Well, on another hand, we all here are living on this fuel of hope. So today's decision is super symbolic for people.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling us that we are not fighting this war alone.
Right.
And that there's no impossible things. Because if we remember what happened a year ago, like all their lives were even hesitant to send us something.
Right.
And not only are we receiving what we were asking for, we have a chance to get what we actually need. Chuck, right now when we are speaking, there is an attack on Ukrainian city of Dnipro. There are more and more explosions that are being reported. And it happens because our system of air defense is not sophisticated enough to sustain a major attack by Russians that they launch on us almost every other day. So we will need the jets and we will need AT camps to be able just to survive, physically survive.
And again, this is one of those decisions, it seems to me, that deserves bipartisan support. And we may also see that drivers who enter I-5 at Seattle's Mercer Street on-ramp and do that all the time pass by a growing homeless encampment that is obscured behind trees and repurposed Welcome to South Lake Union banners. So the governor is talking about doing something about that. Well, what exactly? We will get to that next time on the MedVed Show. We'll be speaking to former Congressman, now Fox host Trey Gowdy, to Jonathan Allen from NBC about choices for Trump's vice president and for the 2023 top risks for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.